Hello and welcome to Dad's Slightly Warped Bedtime Stories, a podcast where I tell my kids bedtime stories and record them to share them with you. A man takes belly flopping to a whole new level as he competes to flop from the highest height into the shallowest pool. His final stunt might either be the death of him or the beginning of a comfortable retirement. There once was a man who made his living by jumping into 6 inches of water from 100 feet up.
And he would flex his stomach muscles. They would stick out about a foot in front of him, like they would bulge out that much. He would jump and he would swan dive, fall 100 feet, belly first into 6 inches of water. Wham! He'd get up. His belly would be all red and sore looking. And he would flex his muscles, his belly muscles. They would stick way out there. And the crowd would cheer. And he'd walk off behind the scenes and then behind a curtain to collect his prize or whatever. When the crowd could no longer see him, he would like double over in pain, like, oh God, that hurt really bad. And his manager would say, yep, got to do it again tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow, 125 feet. Oh no. Oh. Next day, he's standing up there on top of this 125 foot pole.
But he has a foot of water now.
No, he's got 5 inches of water now.
What?
Even less water. He's standing up there, flexing his muscles, big old stomach muscles. He looks down there at the tiny little puddle beneath him and jumps. Goes into a swan dive, all arms and legs out splayed. He falls just flat. And he's wham into that water. He gets up, chest, belly, all red and sore and bruised looking. He flexes his muscles, gives the crowd a big smile, and stomps off towards his tent. Goes into his tent, doubles over in pain, pukes a little bit because he's in such bad pain. And the manager gives him his money and says, okay, tomorrow. 150 feet.
Why doesn't he ask for more water?
150 feet. 4 inches of water. Climbs at the top of this 150 foot pole. Looks down there. Talks on his little microphone to his manager. Is that pole even smaller than before? Yep. Last time was 6 foot in diameter. Now it's 3 feet in diameter. Good luck. So now he's got an even smaller pool with even less water in it. So he stands up there all proud and strong looking, flexes his muscles, sticks his stomach muscles way out there, looks to the crowd, gives a big old smile, and jumps. Falls flat. This is the longest he's ever fallen. He's like almost getting bored on the way down. He's so far up. Then bam! Splash! No more water in the pool at all. He gets up, staggers a little bit, raises his arms up triumphantly, flexes his big old muscles. It's all bright red and purple. And he staggers off into his tent. The manager hands him some money and says, good job. You get tomorrow off. Oh, thank goodness. He doubled over in pain and vomited for a while. He said, okay, Saturday, you've got 200 foot. We're just going to go right just 200 feet and 3 inches of water. 2 foot diameter pool. Got it?
Uh-huh.
He said, what are you trying to do? Kill me? No, this is making me a lot of money. If you die, I get no more money. So I know you can do this. I have confidence in you. And punches him in the stomach. Oh. He doubles over in pain some more. So fast forward to Saturday. He's feeling better. Gets in front of the mirror and flexes his muscles. Big day today. Big day today. He's flexing his muscles. Muscles sticking way out front. Looks outside up at the pole, this 200 foot pole. And he says, hey, manager, that pole looks even higher than 200 feet. Yeah, it's secretly 250 feet. There's a man in the next town over who just did 205 feet and he jumped and he landed and he survived. And so you got to beat that record. But he has to believe that he beat the record. Then later on, we come out with the official measurement, and in his face, we got 250, and he'll never get that. Okay. And just to make it even sweeter, 2 foot or 18 inch diameter pool, 2 inches of water. Go. Okay. Climbs up to the top of that 250 foot pole. Gets up there, looks down there at this teeny tiny little droplet of water from his point of view. Looks like it basically a pie plate with a little bit of water in the bottom of it. Flexes big old muscles. The crowd is cheering. Yay, go, go, go. Hmm?
I said give him more water in that
Give
stomach.
Him more water?
Yeah.
So then steps to the end of his little platform and jumps. Nice, beautiful, graceful swan dive. His arms and legs trailing behind him as he falls belly first. Gigantic stomach muscles leading the way. Hits that pie plate, basically, of water. Bam! He lays there motionless for about 10 seconds. Then he gets up. Flexes his big old muscles. Stomach purple and black. Crowd goes wild. People rush around him, cheering, handing him all kinds of like flowers and stuff. He takes his flowers and walks like a zombie off into his tent and just falls. Collapses. He's in pain. He's out for a while. Then his manager comes in. Spectacular. Amazing. Best thing I've ever seen. Guess what? The guy in the next town over just did it with 1 inch of water. You got to beat that. He did 1 inch of water at 275 feet. You got this. Go get it tomorrow. We're raising the ante. This is the last time. I swear. Okay. So, next day, he's out there. It's 300 feet up and an empty pool of water. Empty. No water. He says, here's what you do. You get to the top of that platform. I got this little bottle. You missed some water on your stomach muscles. That's the water you fall in. Okay, that's it. That's all the water I get. That's it. Thin layer of mist. Okay. Climbs up there at the top of that tower, 300 feet. The whole thing is just swaying side to side and front to back. It's so tall and skinny. He flexes his big old stomach muscles, sticking way out there, a foot and a half off of his chest. They're sticking way out. They're even bigger, mostly from swelling.
And then spread eagle.
He walks out there, looks down at that tiny little target that he has to hit from way up there. Not only has to hit it, he has to time it just right because he's swaying back and forth and back and forth. But he's got this. He flexes, he spreads his arms out, and he falls. Flat. Gust of wind starts blowing him to the side. It's okay. He adjusts his arms and legs. He adjusts. He flies down towards that little postage stamp that's getting larger and larger. And then finally, wham, hits it. He's actually below the surface of the ground at this point. This dust came out. 20 seconds go by. They see a hand come up, clawing at the ground. Then another hand. He drags himself up. Pitch black stomach. Flexes his muscles. I am the best belly flop artist in the world. And I'm going to go vomit. But first, take pictures with us and selfies and take these flowers and chocolates. Okay. So he does that and goes to his tent and just falls down. His manager comes in, hands him a big old bag with a dollar sign on it with cash in it. He says, there you go, chief. That was the big one. He says, okay, I'm going to have to take this money to the hospital with me, I think. And whatever's left over, I get to retire on. Okay, good job. It's been nice having you as my client. Nice having you as my manager, he says. So he retired and still unbeaten championship of belly flop. The official record, 300 feet up into an empty pie plate with just a mist of water on his belly. Dean.
I thought I was going to go straight into China.
Thank you for listening to The Belly Flop Champion. Now go check out some of my other stories.